This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 214, Sin Cannot Reign in Our Lives, Idle Words. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Idle words. Turn with me now to Romans chapter 6, and let's read verses 12 through 18. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Verse 18 is very important. We have been set free from sin, and we are to be slaves of righteousness. We are no longer to be instruments to be used by sin. We are to be instruments to be used by God. And today we're going to be talking about idle words. Idle words are very dangerous and can cause all kinds of problems in the world and the church, from minor disagreements to loss of friendships to even breaking up of families. And so we need to be very careful that we do not use idle words today. They are sinful, and they can break up families, they can ruin relationships, and they can do all different kinds of destruction to both the world and to the church. So we're going to look at a few verses today that discuss idle words and what they are. So turn with me now to Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 37. "Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." We need to be very careful what comes out of our mouth. Here, blasphemy against the Spirit was a possible sin for the Pharisees, and Jesus was warning them about it. You don't want to do this, because if you do this, you're not going to be forgiven. Well, what is it that man cannot be forgiven of? It's having sin in your life that you're unwilling to repent of. If we do not repent of sin, then God cannot forgive us. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we're told what faith is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We build faith in our life by listening to the Word of God. Well, what did the Spirit give man as a gift? In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Peter tells the people there that there's a gift that the Spirit gives. He says, "Repent and let each one be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so the Spirit gives us something as a gift. The Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, in chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped unto every good work." And so, the Spirit has given us the Word of God so that we can know how to be pleasing to God, so that we can build faith in our life. According to the writer of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, if we don't have faith in our life, then we cannot be pleasing to God, for without faith it is impossible to please God. And so what they were doing here, as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and speaking bad against the Holy Spirit, was rejecting the Word that the Spirit inspired. And so idle words coming out of their mouth, they didn't know what they were doing. And this is so dangerous, because if you don't repent of this, if you don't change from blaspheming the Spirit, you can't be saved. You cannot be saved without faith in your life. And if you reject the gift that the Spirit has given, the Word of God, that's profitable for man, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, then there's not going to be a way for you to know about salvation, nor know how to be saved. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So in verse 36 here in Matthew chapter 12, it says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment." Idle words are very dangerous, especially these idle words right here. If you reject the Word of God, then you are rejecting the only means by which God has given us to know of what Jesus did for us so that we can be saved. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." The Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, "The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide soul from spirit, bone from marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." And so we see the Word of God is so powerful, it can divide soul from spirit, bone from marrow. It's so powerful that it has salvation in it. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." It is the way by which we can be saved. Jesus tells us that if we blaspheme the Spirit and the gift that he has given us, and we refuse to follow it and to live by it and to repent of sin when we are called out by God and saying, "You have sinned against me, you need to repent," then there is absolutely no way for us to be saved. And so idle words are very dangerous. They can separate us from God. Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2. Sin separates us from God. And so as long as we stay in a sinful condition without repentance in our life, without going to the Word of God in order to understand what we've done, 2 Timothy chapter 4, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears." If we refuse to come back, and all we want is those teachers that have itching ears, then we blaspheme the Spirit, and God cannot forgive us if we refuse to repent. And so idle words are very, very dangerous. Another account of this is found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." We need to understand what defiles a man. the things that come out of our heart, the things that proceed out of our heart. It's not what we eat, according to Jesus here. And they were having an argument over the foods that they ate, what was clean, what was not clean, and whether or not these things made someone defiled before God. They didn't. But your words do. What comes out of your heart, that defiles a man. And if idle words are coming out of your heart, then you're going to be defiled before God, and your relationship with Him is going to be tainted by sin. And this is something that we've got to be very careful of. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives, idle words. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, it says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Notice what it says here in verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. We need to be very careful what is coming out of our mouth. If it's not good for edification, if it's not teaching people how to live and how to be right in God's eyes, then why are we saying it? If it's false teaching, we definitely don't need to say it. But notice it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification. And so everything that is not necessary for edification here, according to Paul, is a corrupt word. If we go on into chapter 5 and we read in verses 1 through 7, it says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornicators and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for the saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather of giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them." Notice what's not to proceed out of our mouth. Foolishness, coarse jesting, foolish talking, any of these things, we are to keep from saying them. We're not to let them proceed out of our mouth. If we go back to Ephesians 4, and we look at verse 29, again, it says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth." And then in chapter 5, he goes on to tell us what these things are. Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for the saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting. Notice these are things that are coming out of our mouth. These are corrupt. These are idle words. And idle words are very dangerous. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we've been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Idle words are sinful. And sin is going to separate us from God. It's going to keep us from going to heaven. And so we need to do away with these things. Sometimes we think that it's okay for us to come to church and speak clean while we're at church. We don't listen to coarse jesting. We don't listen to dirty jokes. We don't listen to things that we shouldn't listen to while we're at church. And we think, well, if I keep my speech clean while I'm at church, I'm going to be okay. But as soon as I go outside of these walls, all bets are off. And we start talking in ways that we should not be talking. And this is idle words. And Jesus warns very, very clearly in several different places, as well as his apostles in several different places, that idle words are going to get us into trouble. And so we need to get rid of it. We need to understand that we have been set free from sin. And if we've been set free from sin, that means we're no longer sinning. We're going to do our best to stay as far away from sin as we possibly can, because we're Christ. We belong to him. We're going to act and live the way that he wants us to live. And idle words are not that way. Going on to Colossians chapter 3, I want you to notice what it says in Colossians chapter 3. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God." Idle words, they're not what is above. Verse 2, set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. Idle words are the things of the earth. Verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. We're to put these things off. We can't be doing these things. We have died. We need to put to death our members which are on the earth. And we need to be thinking on the things above and looking to the things which are above. And if we're not, then we don't recognize that we've been cleansed of our sins. We don't recognize that we've died and we put on Christ. Because Christ wouldn't be living that way. He wouldn't be saying some of the things that come out of Christians' mouth. He wouldn't be doing some of the things that Christians do. We need to be careful. We need to understand that as obedient disciples of Christ, we've been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Idle words. In James chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, if anyone of you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Let me repeat that. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. And so if we're coming to church and we're not using idle words here and we think that that's good enough, it's not. Our religion is useless if we continue to use idle words outside of the church. This means if we're talking in a way that we should not be talking, if we are teaching things that we should not be teaching, for blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, for living a sinful life by our action or by our words, then we are not living appropriately. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.